Stephen Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. As always, got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's kick today off with some bad news.
Ah, the bad news. Look, finding your one, your soulmate, can be a little tricky. Yeah.
Sometimes.
And when the one that you really want gets away, it can be frustrating, right?
Of course.
Yeah, sure. I mean, people have been heartbroken in the past.
Well, this 20-year-old, whose name, her name, is Avalon Fishback. She lives in lovely, I'm assuming, Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Okay.
She recently went on Plenty of Fish because her boyfriend dumped her.
If you're not familiar with Plenty of Fish, that is one step up above Craigslist's
and
Tinder. Former misconnection. No. This is below. I think it's below Tinder.
No. Really?
And this is below Tinder.
Yeah, this is bottom of the barrel when it comes to online dating.
Yeah, like,
this
Puff is very fishy.
It's free.
Oh, is it?
It is very free.
Okay. Yeah.
This is, you're not looking for, and don't at us or call us with this, but.
Don't at me.
Don't at me, bro. But people are just looking to smash.
It's dicey.
Right, but that, I mean, like, there's at least some people that don't know that about Plenty of Fish,
I think,
right?
99.1%.
Everyone on Tinder knows it's just about a hookup.
Tinder, and there's since there's so many more people on Tinder, there's more chances of a relationship. I'm just saying, Plenty of Fish is the lowest of the low.
Well, she actually wasn't looking just for a rebound and just a hookup by going
on Plenty
of Fish.
Did she find the love of her life?
Oh, I hope so.
Well, no. She was looking for a hitman to kill her ex who dumped her.
See? Oh. Felt like Tinder.
She started chatting with two different guys and tried to hire a hitman. She made offers to at least four men in total, including two on Plenty of Fish, one guy on Snapchat, and another dude that she just offered $600 to do it. One of the guys on Plenty of Fish agreed to do it for $1,000, but she backed out when she found out that he was already facing charges for something else. What does it matter?
Do you want a guy with a clean record?
Yeah, why do you need a hitman who doesn't have maybe he doesn't have a record yet. He hasn't been convicted. He's just facing charges. Guilty until proven innocent,
Wouldn't you want someone with experience if you're going to do that?
I don't think that he was facing murder charges, but still, she wanted a virgin criminal.
Oh, well.
Weirdo.
Well, one of the guys on Plenty of Fish called the police because, of course, they did.
Only one out of the four?
Yeah. Great. And now she's facing charges for first-degree solicitation of murder.
Yeah.
Oops.
So they didn't hook up?
So it's not listed if they did
hook up
because that's not the big part of the story, but I like that that's what you're interested in. But did they smash?
Did she find love?
Netflix and chill? No. Netflix and kill!
I feel like we got to take that. We're done.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So I believe that this week's blooper reel is just a simple smear tactic against me, and I don't appreciate it. Ian went out of his way to make sure that the blooper reel really featured me in a prominent way and did not feature Mahoney at all.
Well, Dave, how about you just focus on doing a little bit better?
Dave, it's not always just about you, sir. You know, you should be focusing on that. I had a great week.
Yeah, you should compliment him.
Yeah.
No,
little tip of the cap.
Sadly, this blooper reel is all about me. I did not have a good week.
And it happens, man.
And it's showcased right here.
It's the that's the blooper reel.
It's really closer to a mobile FaceTime. It uses a real human as a surrogate. She follows him down the street, urging the children to come and yelling at them. In Arabic, yelling at them in Arabic.
Call Focus Plumbing at 1-800-FOCUS-24. They're certified plumbing technicians. Focus 24. They're certified plumbing technicians.
All right, secret code word for this hour in the fall time stimulus. All you have to do is text it to 72881. It's all you have to do is text it to 72881. 28-year-old by the name of William McCormick and Zachary Tennyson, 19, were hunting above Carter Lake west of Moose Pass. 28-year-old by the name of William McCormick and Zachary Tennyson, 19, were hunting above Question of whether or not cops can force someone to unlock their phone in the U.S. for search hinges on Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination.
hinges on Fifth Amendment Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination. Amendment Fifth
Human
Amendment
has asserted
yelling at them in Arabic. Amendment.
They're certified plumbing technicians.
And Zachary Tennyson 19 or Huntering hinges on Fifth Amendment Fifth Amendment protections against self-incrimination.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Stop stories!
Here's what's making news.
On Saturday night here in Las Vegas, Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov fought in the main event of UFC 229.
Oh.
Mayhem at T-Mobile Arena. The fight ends in dramatic fashion with Khabib getting the finish, and then he jumps into the crowd, and an enormous fight breaks out.
Nuts. I saw that all over Twitter.
It was great.
Oh, dang.
It was one of the most shameful things that I have seen.
Shut up.
In a sporting event.
Oh,
God. Maybe since the Holyfield Tyson.
How dare people fight inside of a cage and then fight directly outside?
There's
of it.
A big difference.
How shameful.
Like, the governor was there.
I know.
You know, like Brian Sandoval,
the governor of Nevada ran out of the building.
As he should. Because who knew
you
what
don't know
was
what's going
the,
on.
The chaos that could have ensued. And here's a little hint to what's going to happen. He is probably going to be, if I had to guess, minimum 2-year ban.
Nah.
Probably banned for life.
Nope. Not even close. 6 months.
When the governor's out with his new chick, his new wife, and they're a night on the town, you know, down from Reno here in Las Vegas.
He's out anyhow as the governor. Nobody cares. He's a lame duck governor.
He still has...
if he was the new governor, all right.
Then you're like, oh my goodness.
He still has plenty of time left.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, this fight, the UFC's got... the way that they promoted this fight, I didn't love, because I feel like Conor should have got a lot more punishment for his outburst in New York, attacking a bus full of UFC fighters, injuring Michael Chiesetta permanently. You know, I mean, like... And then this happens. I'm not surprised. I'm really not.
The reason why Mahoney has all this righteous indignation is because he's trying to subvert the fact that he owes me $100 from the main event.
We don't know if this is going to hold up. There could be a disqualification coming down the line.
But still,
we're going to have to wait to see how the fight
was done.
We're going to have to see how...
No.
Mahoney, don't try to get back at it.
It's much like somebody popping hot for
It's actually not. It's
performance enhancer.
It's totally different. It has nothing to do with...
We will see what Wikipedia says.
What happened after the fight had nothing to do with the fight. Let me go ahead and just play the audio from last week.
Just going to wait and see.
Shh. I will bet you $100 right now, straight up, that Khabib wins.
I'll go $100.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
That's right. Give me $100.
Yeah. Why are you playing John Malkovich, who was the one who is the other reason this all happened?
He was trying to distract people.
John Malkovich was the, you know, they go out, they spend big money on a big A-list talent to narrate the intro to this past UFC, and...
For what it's worth, Khabib did say he's very sorry.
I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission, Nevada, sorry to Vegas. I know this is not my best side. You know, I'm human being. I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage. You know, what about he talk about my religion? He talk about my country.
He
talk about my father. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus. He almost killed a couple people. What about this? Like, I don't understand.
Conor, okay, first off, he did not almost kill a couple of people by throwing a dolly at the bus.
No.
You're being dramatic. Secondly, Conor McGregor won another fight. You realize that, right, Khabib?
Nobody's talking about him losing.
Right. He goes out there. He gets paid a huge amount of money. They're saying anywhere between $50 and $100 million is what he made total off this event. He goes out there, loses, but tilts you so much that you jump into the audience, create mayhem. Now no one's talking about his loss at all. And he's a folk hero to all of the people that follow him and love him.
Yeah,
he's even more of a hero now, you dummy.
You're dumb goons jumping in the cage to try to attack him.
And what's really sad is that his buddies that jumped over the cage
are both UFC fighters.
They're both UFC fighters, and they're banned forever now.
They should be banned from the country. It's criminal.
Banned from the country.
Seriously, pull their visas.
Ah.
pull their visas. Pull Khabib's visa. That scene that happened down at T-Mobile, and I'm not being overly dramatic about this.
You are definitely being overly dramatic.
No, the scene that unfolded down at T-Mobile could have easily gotten out of control.
It didn't.
People could have died.
They didn't.
Plenty of people were hurt. In the melee afterwards?
Right.
I've got friends on the commission who were hit.
Oh, my God.
Really?
With fists?
You're condoning.
Oh, my God.
I'm not condoning
anything. You're just being overly dramatic. You are.
Connor shouldn't be in the UFC.
Connor
should have his visa pulled first and foremost.
Stop it.
For what happened in New York.
Guess
and
what?
And so should Khabib.
Nothing is going to happen to Connor. Nothing is going to happen to Khabib. You know why? Because they print money. That's why.
Really?
The two guys that jumped over the cage.
You pissed off Brian Sandoval, the governor of Nevada.
Lame duck governor.
Doesn't matter. Lame duck has nothing to lose. He's got a cush job waiting for him at UNLV.
Right.
He's headed over there. Khabib Nurmagomedov, you're going to try to cause a riot in Las Vegas? Screw you. You're done.
Mm-hmm. Here's Dana
how much
White.
How much you want to put?
Oh, that you're Khabib, not going to paint either way.
Yeah,
Khabib. Gets banned for at least 2 years.
No.
Another $100, double or nothing.
Okay.
You still have to pay that first $100.
We'll see what happens once this comes down.
This is a big deal. Could be suspension for Khabib. These guys going to get visas again to get back in the country. Big fines. That's why they're holding their purses. Connor's corner man, got this thing going. Khabib diving over was ridiculous. I mean, you just won a great fight. You're about to get the belt on, but instead you dive over the cage. It's bad. There's going to be an investigation by the Nevada State Athletic Commission and big money fines.
Let me just clarify something. Dana said that the Athletic Commission is holding their purses. He's talking about the fight purse, not actually a bunch of like Gucci handbags.
No. Connor actually has all of his money put into a
Chanel handbag.
He's more of a Fendi guy.
A Fendi guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a
you
lovely
ever walk
bag.
Into a Fendi store at like Caesars?
No.
They have a Fendi one.
Have
just,
you?
Yeah. Just like
why?
How much is that?
And it's you're like $7,000.
Oh no, that's like on the low end.
Oh really?
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Do you ever walk in pretending like you're going to purchase just to waste their time? Be like, I'm too poor to buy any of this stuff.
But then you get like that really smug look like, I don't like this.
Yeah. No, this does not delight me. I'm leaving.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney, before we get into the voicemail here, this one comes to us on Twitter from Represent209. Legit, you both should never talk about MMA again or sports in general. Mahoney, you're a moron for thinking a lifetime ban, and you can't even say Michael Chiesa right. Stick to sports. You are decent at that at best.
Where's 209?
209 is...
Is that Stockton?
Yes, man.
Of course your crappy ass is from that piece of crap city. Oh. Shut up, go back home, and get out of here. We've been talking about MMA. We've been following MMA for longer than you've been paying attention to the Diaz brothers. Brother.
Oh, I like the little crossover.
You did screw up how you said Michael Chiesa.
Who cares?
Yeah. He's never gonna
fight again. He's gonna win millions of dollars against Conor McGregor in that lawsuit, as he should.
I just figured before we got in the voicemail, we should have, a text message since that was, commenting on what
we
had to
say. Go listen to your shows in Stockton. I'm sure they're fantastic.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys think that I'll ever get rich? I'm almost 40. I mean, I've had a job, same job, for about 12 years. I don't make a lot, but I make a living. Am I past the point of return?
Message deleted.
It's not past the point of return, just statistically, I would guess no.
Well, statistically,
most people don't ever get rich.
99.9% of us are not going to be rich.
He should get lucky and win the lottery.
What you should do is go
except for he lives in Nevada
some,
where we don't have a lottery.
You go to drive down the state line. Yeah. But what you should do is find some friends who are way less successful than you are.
Uh-huh.
Make yourself feel better.
Just feel rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about being rich. It's just being better than the people who are in your immediate circle around you. You're just hanging out with too many overachievers right now, making you feel bad about
yourself. That's the guy version of the, girl who's okay looking, hanging out with a bunch of fat chicks.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. Like, you don't have to make a lot of money. If you're making $27,000 a year, just make sure you're hanging out with people that are making $16,000 a year. Boom.
Or don't have a job.
Solved.
Live on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
But then those guys are always ripped and horse-like.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. It's whatever, man. It's a cruel world.
How do you know that?
Yeah. Don't ask.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's too early to be drunk. Thanks, guys. And Sylvia.
Message deleted.
Yeah?
On a Monday?
It's too early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
is your week going to be like? If you're already getting drunk at this time.
Unless, you know, you're just still going from last night and Monday is not your Monday. If you have one of those weird things where, like, you know, Monday's your Friday, then who cares?
It's very early.
But we're not here to judge. But we're judging.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you picture yourselves being that old person that just buys an RV and travels the country? Why do all people do that? Also, why do people sell huge RVs to 70 and 80-year-olds? It sounds kind of dangerous.
Message deleted.
It is kind of dangerous. When I went to Utah a couple of weekends ago, I was coming back, and there was some old dude driving one of those huge tour bus-like RVs, towing a car behind it. And he almost ran me off the road. Like, he started merging into the lane that I was in with my pregnant wife and baby. And I had to go onto the rumble strips and everything else. And then when I drove by, I just, you know, gave him the stink eye. And he's just this oblivious 80-year-old wearing like a 10-gallon cowboy hat. He looked like a cowboy hat from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
It was like, it was preposterous how big it was. I'm like, thanks, buddy.
The reason only 80-year-olds drive those is because only 80-year-olds can afford those.
Exactly.
Because those things are several hundred thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable how expensive those are.
If 20-year-olds could have those things everyone would cruise around from festival to festival, they would. Just no one can afford it until you're old and about to die. And you're like, I can't take this money with me and screw my grandkids.
I got to go see every state park in this beautiful nation.
Does that strike you as something you'd like to do?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know if I want to... I don't know if I want to drive across all 50 states. I wouldn't mind having one of those. Just like to go get groceries. You know, if I want to take a nap halfway on my way to Target or wherever.
How many bananas would you like, sir? All of them.
No, Dave. If we've learned anything, there's always spiders hanging out in the banana crate.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
New.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I can't hear you. I said get me a beer. Listen, let's do this.
Message deleted.
What was going on there?
Was that a butt dial? A butt message?
What happened?
Was he in the shower? That sounded like he was in the shower to me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I can't hear you. I said get me a beer. Listen, let's do this.
Message
I said,
deleted.
Get me a beer. Let's do this. Was he calling us from the shower, telling us to get him a beer?
I mean,
where
he wants
do you
us
live?
To. I don't want to bring you a beer in the shower and
what
see
kind
all
of
your
beer.
You junk.
Mahoney does not speak for the entire show. I'll be right over.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Eat your broccoli, bitch.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
So this weekend, a big one for Venom at the box office. $80 million.
Woo.
Bad reviews be damned, right? Uh-huh. Does not matter what the critics have to say. $80 million in its opening weekend. A Star is Born, which is a Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. $41.2 million. Also a big opening weekend for that.
That's a big weekend for that.
Yep.
That a lot of Oscar talk about that particular movie as well. People loving Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga on
your,
that one.
Your fiance sweating you on going to see that?
Nah, she doesn't care about that. No. I mean, she loves Lady Gaga.
My wife's we should go see that movie. I'm like,
let's go see Venom.
I love Lady Gaga, too. I think she's an amazing performer. You know, I don't listen to her music on a regular basis by any means. I have some of, a duets album she did with Tony Bennett.
I actually saw Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett together when
really?
It was New Year's,
how was that?
6 years ago.
Yeah, at least probably,
6 years ago?
I like it?
It was great, actually, yeah.
Tony Bennett still got it, man.
Yeah, he would take breaks because he's like 95.
He was 106 years ago.
He would like do two songs and then just disappear for a song, and Lady Gaga would be out there. But she was great, man.
She held her own against him and, was amazing. I went out and bought that album immediately after that. But Venom, even though it's 31% fresh by the critics, the audience seems to be liking it. Almost 90% fresh from the audience. 89% fresh with the audience coming in at with over 18,000 votes.
Well, who cares what the critics say then, right?
A Star is Born, 90% fresh. The Lady Gaga movie, 86% fresh. So that one's getting critical acclaim, and the fans are liking it as well.
John Wick 3. I know that you're a big fan of John Wick.
Those are some of the best action movies out, plain and simple.
I'm going to fight you, bro.
Dude, Keanu Reeves, I feel like, is a true Renaissance man. He can do everything.
No, he can't.
Really?
He can't do anything except for Keanu Reeves. He's always the same character.
No, he is not.
No, yes, he is.
The character in Brody in Point Break is not nearly the same as Neo in The Matrix or he like John Wick.
He was Johnny Utah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He wasn't Brody. Patrick Swayze, RIP. RIP.
When asked about the upcoming film, he teased it by saying, horses, dogs, cats, a raven, a bunch of pigeons, a motorcycle chase, a car chase, Halle Berry, Lawrence Fishburne, Ian McShane, Lance Reddick, shotguns, and ninjas.
I mean, are you not sold?
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
That does sound pretty good.
It needs to be followed up by a guitar riff, though.
What's the name of their band?
Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions, that's what it was.
Have you seen any of the John Wick movies?
Yeah. I saw the first one. I didn't see the second.
You got to see them in theaters, though. This is not home on a Friday night.
Like,
you need to go to a theater with the sound and all of that.
John Wick 3 hits theaters on May 17th, 2019.
Hell yeah. I'll be there opening night.
Get ready, my friend.
She's hella fire. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Hocus Pocus making a return to theaters for Halloween. So if you're a fan of that, the movie, which celebrated its 25th anniversary of its release earlier this year, will be back in AMC theaters across the country for 6 days only. Showings will start airing on October 26th and run through Halloween.
I watched this last night, and this is another one of those movies where I feel like it cannot be released today for kids. Some of the themes in that movie are a little over the top. I think it came out, 1993?
Yeah,
93.
What do you mean they're over the top?
It's just it's very sexual.
Goodness.
Yeah, we got lots of death in that film as well too. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm just saying it's dated at this point.
All right.
I will say that movie is the best Sarah Jessica Parker ever looked though.
Oh yeah,
hands down. Like as twelve or 13 year old boy watching that movie. Yeah. I was not mad at that. And some Beth Midler too. What up? You could be the wind beneath my wings.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Have you ever been sent home from work or school? And if so, what was the reason? 702-791-1075 if you want to call us. 73100 is the text line. Also on social media at Dave and Mahoney. First up today is Ivan the Blind Mexican. Ivan, you got sent home for something?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
I remember 4 or 5 years ago. I don't recall if it was for my birthday, but I went to your guys' morning show, had a couple beers with you guys. This is before Uber or Lyft, got on the taxi. My buddy called me out, he said, hey, I heard you on the radio. Come and smoke a couple joints. What do? Tell the taxi to turn around and take me to my friend's house. Go to work. I'm recycling computers. I end up slashing my hand, don't realize that I'm bleeding. Lift up my hand, realize my arm's wet, and they said, oh, yeah, you got to go home.
So you came to our morning show. You had some beers. This was probably for your 21st birthday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then you go to your buddy's house, and you get high. And then your blind ass goes to work, and you cut yourself open. You don't realize it. And they send you home?
Yeah. I didn't notice at all, man. I lifted up my hand, and I said, oh, something's wet. Something's hitting the back. What do we call that? The back of the elbow, the front, you know, and it's wet. And I looked at it pretty close. I said, holy crap, I'm freaking bleeding, man.
So your job at the time was recycling computers, and you are legally blind. What were you doing there?
You seem like you'd be bad at recycling computers, like sorting the pieces and putting them in the proper bins. No offense. I'm sure that you're great at lots of stuff, but not that.
So, the place I used to work for, man, it's a blind center, man. That's actually one of the biggest recycling places for computers. And at the time, I used to destroy Dell computers like in 2 minutes, man. I used to be fast, man.
I would pay a decent amount of money to watch Ivan take apart a Dell.
I was only getting paid $8.25.
Oh, man. I would up that to $10. have a good day, man. I'll talk to you later.
Maniac.
Our buddy Rayhan on Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, said, in high school, got caught smoking cigarettes more times than I'd like to count. In hindsight, I should have picked a better hobby as I was really bad at not getting caught. You remember what a rebel you felt like when you're like, I'm going to go outside and slowly poison my body? Yeah.
Yeah. 18.
Tiny on Twitter as well said, I was sent home from Best Buy because I had a bad attitude.
Ooh.
But really, I wasn't laughing at my supervisor's jokes, and he didn't like that.
Oh, my gosh.
There's nothing worse than when you have a middle manager who thinks they're funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Just
Bossy Rossi looking at
worst.
You.
Worst.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You ever been sent home from school or work? Text us 73100 on social media at David Mahoney. This one coming to us on our text line. Andy said, once in fifth grade, it was the middle of a test in class when the principal and nurse came running into the room and told my teacher they needed to take me right away. I was sent home from school because I missed one shot from my immunization record, uh-huh. and I wasn't allowed to be in school because of that. I had an entire week off of school.
Hell
pretty
yeah.
sweet.
How awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your whooping cough at home, man.
Yeah.
Keep your whooping cough at home.
Sophomore year of high school, I got sent home for wearing a Blink 182 shirt that said, take off your pants and jacket. The dean was confused, and he didn't get it. The teacher had to come quietly explain it to her.
It's just an album.
Yeah.
What was the matter with it? That was a fun album from the guys in Blink. They just, they didn't like overcoats.
Yeah.
Either of you ever get sent home?
I got sent home for fighting.
Yeah.
For fighting, no.
In middle school.
It was always like if I got sick, like if I vomited or something.
What is it about kids when they get sick and vomit? It's always projectile vomit. Aren't you glad that's a kid thing and not an adult thing?
I remember there was this one kid who was just like, I always knew him as like the projectile vomiter. Like yeah. every time, like yeah. we're like, oh man, he's not doing good. Like you could see that he was green, and then all of a sudden he gets like the. Huh.
I think you learn how to control vomit later on in
and
life.
And then there was one time where he was just like walking away, and then like the teacher was like, run to the bathroom, and he like looked over and he's like, bleh.
Make it to the trash can at least.
There was a kid on the bus for me, and he had those science projects where it was like the cardboard paper or whatever
yeah,
it is,
the
cardstock,
the three things.
Oh yeah,
science fair.
Yes.
Display. Yeah,
and there was a kid holding his science fair display on his lap. And you all of a sudden you just saw him start rocking, and you're like, oh, boy,
oh no.
And he goes, and it hits that thing like it's a skateboard ramp.
No!
Into the seat behind
like
him,
so
and it just rains down upon them as if they're like below the Bellagio fountains.
I would be like,
Oh, the worst is when somebody starts
vomit.
Throwing up, and then everyone's like,
It's the smell. It's the
it
smell.
Is.
Yeah. The smell
and then they would come
you.
In with like that sawdust.
The pink sawdust. In middle school, a kid stabbed me in the leg with the number 2 pencil, so I stabbed him back in the arm. We both got sent home. Still have the scar.
I feel do you remember the protractors? Do they still use those in school?
Those things
were
are
dangerous
straight up weapons.
Yes, yes. That's just a shank. Yeah. If I smuggle that is worth at least 2 cartons of Cools in prison.
Easy. Also, have you ever had to draw a circle like that, a perfect circle?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah.
Since
in
then,
real life?
Since then, no.
Yeah, that's one of those totally worthless skills. The risk of having those protractors.
Not worth it. No.
Yeah, you could easily kill somebody with one of those things.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if they still have them.
I doubt it. Because
I can't
somebody along the way must have gone, wait, has anyone here ever drawn a circle with one of those since then? No?
All right, kids were always stabbing each other with those things. Always. Even, 25 years ago. That was like a rite of passage. Anytime you got into geometry, you're just like, oh God, why? Why?
I feel like you reach into your bag and it stabs
you.
That hurt.
So I have a pretty embarrassing story as to why I got sent home.
Why did you get sent home?
It was in kindergarten, and my best
kindergarten?
Friend. Yeah. My best friend Ben and I were in the bathroom. We'd both gone to use the bathroom. We were arguing about whose mom was going to pick us up that day. And unfortunately, this argument spilled into the bathroom because we were both going pee.
Okay.
And still arguing. And Ben was so furious that I would not agree with him that it was his mom that was coming to pick us up that he turned to me and he peed on me.
Oh!
That son of a bitch.
And so I returned fire.
You monsters. You're just in the bathroom.
Just in the bathroom. Just
streams. Swords happening.
Yeah. And I still remember the look on the teacher's face when we came out of the bathroom because we had a female teacher and she's like, what happened in there? And we're like, we're sorry. And she had to call, as it turns out, his mom, he was right, to come pick us up. And we sat all soggy in the back seat of the station wagon.
Oh. And then did you the smell.
Did you remain friends with Ben?
I feel like we drifted apart after that.
Yeah. You pissed him off?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Have you ever been sent home from work or school? Yep. I'm a senior in high school, and we used them in my sophomore and junior year to create circles talking about the metal protractors. Those are still a thing, according to a texter.
Oh,
really?
Okay. This one about being sent home. When I was in junior high, I was wearing a Bart Simpson shirt that said, "I'm Bart Simpson, who the hell are you?" I was sent to the office so they could call my mom to come pick me up.
I had a Bart Simpson shirt that I was not allowed to wear to school.
Really?
Yes.
Do you remember the Big Johnson shirts?
It was Eat My Shorts.
Eat My Shorts, yeah.
You couldn't write that or wear that.
Do you remember how edgy the Simpsons used to be?
Yes.
The president of the United States, who was George H.W. Bush at the time, used to rage about the Simpsons and how inappropriate it was that it was on TV.
Yeah,
what an innocent little time that was.
It was a special time. Special time.
This one says, though, my mom was so mad she had to come pick me up that because she saw nothing wrong with the shirt. She borrowed a baseball cap from a coworker that said S happens on it. She wore it on her head when she walked in. I love my badass mom.
So got a text here. My son got sent home for pooping in the sink.
All right.
At preschool.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying we're confusing a protractor for a compass.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Right.
The metal compass.
Yeah. You know what we're talking
Whatever.
About.
Shut up.
Oh. Oh, my God.
You know what we were talking about? Just because we're stupid.
What's wrong with us?
But they both have similar functions, you know? You flip a protractor over, you can make a full circle.
What about this? Remember, this was before all the school violence started happening. This was like in 1978. Me and a couple of friends simultaneously threw smoke bombs in every hallway of my middle school. Got sent home, had to have meetings with my mom, the principal, and the fire marshal before I could come back.
The fire marshal?
That used to happen all of the time. Yeah. Kids would bring those little smoke bombs, light
stink
them and roll them.
Too.
Yeah,
stink bombs for sure.
Yeah.
But smoke bombs, roll them down the hallway. If that happened today, oh my God.
No,
they would scramble the choppers.
Well, as you should, because it's we live in a different day and age. My friend, I had a friend in high school who would call in bomb threats. Legitimately.
Just to get out of tests and stuff?
Like 1997, would call in bomb threats our freshman year of high school just to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody ever, like back then,
because
nobody thought it was
a parody. Like that would never actually happen.
We would all have to go out to the bleachers and it would be like a summer day and he would be like across the street watching, laughing.
Yeah.
And then we would all just be sitting there on the hot ass bleachers with our asses on fire because, you know, it's the, you know, August.
Yeah.
You know, school's just started back and... Now we have to go sit on these metal-ass bleachers, which are just scalding hot.
Effin' Stefan joining us this morning. What's up, man?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. You got sent home?
Good. Yeah. So when I was a freshman, I think, in high school, I asked the teacher if I could get a drink of water, and she told me to swallow my spit. So I asked her... Put this in a G-rated way. What she prefers to do with
sort
of liquids in her mouth.
Oh boy.
And
how did that go over?
that went pretty bad with her and the girl dean at the time. But my dad had to come for the parent teacher or the conference with the dean, and he kind of laughed at her face.
Wow.
It was.
I mean, that's a douche thing to say anyway. Like. Swallow your spit when you're thirsty.
What a jerk teacher.
Yeah.
Well, we know you. You are kind of a jerk.
Yeah. And I mean, your face is very punchable. You have a punchable face.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah. Have a good day, man. This one just came in. My friend wore a Jack Daniels shirt, had to get escorted by the school police to the office.
That's a little much. Right?
Yeah.
For Jack
this
Daniels?
This one, mixing it up a little bit. When I was in my early 20s, I worked at a polo store, like the Ralph Lauren polo. There was always a controversy whether or not I had to wear a tie. So one morning, my jackass manager decided to send me home to get a tie, ended up getting high and playing Sega Genesis RBI baseball. Hell yeah, I know. With my roommate and waltzed back into work 3 hours late with a bolo tie on.
Hell yeah. Travis on Facebook said, my kid that's five gets sent home almost every day. Ron said, flash my pickle, third grade.
Can't do that, Ron.
No.
I remember there was a kid in kindergarten who took out his little weenie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
You're learning the ropes, and you learn real quickly that you can't be pulling out the rope.
No.
Brian said, first grade, I was walking home. I was carrying a long plastic pipe, minding my own business. I was informed the next day that I had cut someone's finger and was suspended for 2 days. Seems like we're missing an important part of the story there, Brian.
What are you doing, Brian?
You're carrying a plastic piece of piping, and then you accidentally cut somebody's finger. How about this one? I accidentally put duct tape on the kid walking in front of me at the school bus in eighth grade. We were on our way home on the bus, accidentally put duct tape on the kid's hair in front of me, and the bus driver stopped and kicked me off in the neighboring neighborhood.
Did you ever get into any fights on the bus? That was such a...
We had the craziest bus driver. His name was Ed. And he
already right there.
Just martial law on the bus, where if anyone's foot was in the aisle, he would jam the brakes and pull over to the side of the road. And he would do it so fast that everyone would go flying across the aisle.
There's no seatbelts
on the bus because everyone just goes flying across the aisle. So the bus was always an interesting place. There was this kid named Darren Pringle, who I went to school with, and he was a heavier set kid. I had gym class with him as well. Side note, smallest weenie I've ever seen in my life. it was almost inverted. Wow. It was the strangest thing.
20 years later.
20 years later, I still remember but he would steal Budweisers out of his dad's fridge and chug them on the bus and then throw the cans out the window. And he would always sit at the back of the bus because that's where the rowdy kids sat.
Yeah.
Until Ed became our bus driver. And one time, fat old Darren was trying to chuck an empty can of Bud that he just slammed out the window, and Ed just yanked it, and fat Darren went flying across the aisle and almost crushed some poor girls across the way.
So one of my friends posted on Facebook, our buddy Troy posted, his kid got sent home from kinder care. His kid's name is Luke. This morning...
Oh, my God. Are you going to read this?
Yes. This morning, a friend's aunt was dropping off their kid, and Luke looked at her and said, "Hey, Grandma, I'm going to fart in your face." I pulled Luke aside and told him, "That's not how we talk to adults."
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Want to talk about getting sent home from school. Think about it. Back in the 80s, the movie The Breakfast Club, Anthony Michael Hall only got Saturday school for bringing a gun to school. I don't think that would have the same repercussions in today's world. Just food for thought.
Message deleted.
As a kid growing up in rural Minnesota, I used to bring a large buck knife with me to school.
It's crazy.
There was a couple of days I used to, I actually wore it on my hip.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm talking about a blade that was the knife itself was about this big.
Two feet?
No. But I mean, about a foot, a little less than a foot. Probably.
That looks like 2 feet.
That's about
me.
two feet. Weird how you're bad at gauging. I think it was enormous. Good God. Was that a baseball bat? No, it was about, 10, 11 inches.
Okay.
But I mean, the blade was a solid 6 inches of that.
Yeah.
So a 6-inch blade, and I just wear it on my hip and no one said a thing.
That's
you would
insane.
Get expelled for that today.
Yeah.
In a second.
Possibly
arrested.
Yeah. That's insane.
Times have changed.
What were you doing with that knife anyway?
Why did you have that?
Kill people. Yeah. Show my classmates what's up. No, I actually got
was it
as
for
a,
that kid who peed on you? Is that what it was?
No one ever peed on me again. No, it was. I remember I got it as a gift from an old guy named Otis.
Of course, Otis gave
you. Otis gave me. He's like, "Here's a big ass knife, kid.
Giant knife, yeah."
But I remember it was just like one of my favorite little prize possessions. Yeah. It was one of those that had the top that you could unscrew, and it had a bunch of like survival stuff
a
in there.
A map in there, or something.
No, it had matches. It had a compass on the top, and it had like matches in there, little fishing wire and fishing string and everything else.
Like John Rambo in second grade.
I didn't know how to do any of the stuff that it was necessary to survive. I just had
just in case.
Should I have been lost in the wilderness? I was ready to go.
I had a pretty sweet Swiss Army knife that I got from Boy Scouts.
Did you?
Yeah. Never really used that for much other than whittling a stick one time.
Once. Whittling's hard.
Whittling is very hard. I see what, like, I feel like that's
I'm going to go out on a limb here, pun intended, and say that Sylvia has never whittled.
No.
Do you even know what whittling is?
Is it the doing this?
No, that's trying to start a fire.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I just thought that had a name, and it was me.
Whittling is carving out of.
It's where you like shave down the
smooth it out,
turn it into a spear if necessary.
I feel like that's cool, we're seeing like a resurgence of hipsters doing old people stuff like knitting and crocheting.
Ian, you doing any of that garbage? You making baskets on the weekend?
Nah, I used to when it was cool. Now it's just a fad. But totally.
Now it's just a fad.
Yeah,
you were doing it before it was cool.
Oh well, yeah, totally.
Yeah, of course.
All right. The thing that really makes me mad is how Carhartt is in now with hipsters. So they all dress like lumberjacks now.
What's Carhartt?
Carhartt's like a working class like clothing brand.
Like the thick pants. You know.
Never heard of it.
They make overalls.
It's like Dickies made overalls.
Well, it's very much like Dickies.
Yeah. Very much like Dickies.
Yeah, but all the hipsters are wearing Carhartt now. They're growing their beards out and they got their snow pants and big Carhartt jackets.
So they look like they're working men, but instead they're just knitting.
Yeah, and drinking Americanos that are $12.
Super.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, God bless Mother Russia. Not only do we host the World Cup. That's right, Ian, you stupid little bitch. I said I'm Russian now. Not only do we host the World Cup, but we go and beat the living out of Conor McGregor and all his little bitch-ass staff. Yeah. God bless you, Mother Russia. Yeah.
Message deleted.
Ivan the Blind Mexican, you are not Russian. In fact, I bet you couldn't even find Russia on a map.
Good mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh boy, this is a doozy. A Long Island driving instructor is behind bars after police said that he was drunk with students in the car. Russell Cohen was driving with four students on Saturday morning when the passengers begin to believe, hey, I think this guy is drunk. The students convince their teacher to stop at a McDonald's. Once inside, they called 911. Police say that Cohen drove off, leaving his students behind because, quote, they were taking too long inside of the eatery. The 57-year-old's day behind the wheel came to an end when he reportedly rear-ended another car.
He's been
charged with aggravated DWI, three counts of endangering the welfare of a child. Whoops.
The one thing that you're not supposed to do. So, like, you're a driving instructor.
Yeah.
The worst offense that you could probably make as a driving instructor is showing up drunk. And you'd go and you'd do that.
You're not setting an example.
If there's one thing at the top of the list you shouldn't do, it's drunk.
Yeah.
Most jobs.
So a Florida gas station is within walking distance of a Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp, and the company offers drug testing services, and they collect urine samples.
Okay.
Well, unfortunately for this gas station in Florida, because they're within walking distance of this particular place, and a lot of people are desperate to pass their drug tests, people will walk in, and they'll try to use the microwave in the gas station to warm up the urine. Aww. So it seems like theirs.
Gross.
And the owner said some people walk in and become violent when they're asked to leave. One woman became combative and said there was no sign that didn't tell her she couldn't heat up her urine in the microwave.
Really?
Yes, really.
She started cussing at me. And she said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose? And that gave me an idea. I said, you know what? If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put the sign saying this is only for food use and not to use for your urine or anything else.
I don't think that if you're the type of person who's going to try to cheat on a drug test by warming up urine in a microwave, I don't think that a sign is probably going to stop you from doing so, right?
You're already breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Are you really going to heed the speed limit as well as the don't warm up your urine in the microwave sign? Probably not.
Also, just like don't smoke weed for a week. drink some water. You'll be good.
You've probably heard the phrase, the family that prays together stays together, right?
Yeah.
Well, what about this? The family that burgles together stays together. Doesn't quite have the same.
Sturdles together. I don't know. I'm trying to make it right.
It's the end. It has to be the end of the word.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, how about the family that steals together, feels together?
Oh, isn't that
okay,
nice?
That was sweet. Okay.
Or the family that feels together, steals together. There we go.
Police arrested a 38-year-old by the name of April Calkins, along with her son.
What was her last name?
Calkins.
Like Hawkins, but with a C?
Yeah.
Calkins.
That's not a real last name.
Calkins.
It's C-A-L-K-I-N-S.
That is not a real last name.
It is her real last name.
No, it is not. That's somebody made that up.
It's a lot. Calkins.
That, in all of our travels, have you ever met somebody with a last name Calkins?
No.
It's a mistype. They've screwed up their birth certificate.
A 13-year-old boy was also arrested with her. It turns out that it was her son. He said, I've been with mama on multiple stealing sprees. They took items like girls' clothing and one case of bullets for a gun.
Oh.
The police, the boy told the police that his mom had done more than 100 burglaries in the eastern Oklahoma City area. I guess that this lady was part of a major burglary ring. They obtained a search warrant for the property and seized items like hunting gear, power tools, and video games.
Well, I'm just glad that she did bring her kid along for the fact that he dimed her out now.
Yeah, just ratted her out.
Yeah, good job, kid.
Grounded.
A burglar's failed attempt to break into a restaurant ended with some sweet karma. He was trying to break in, picked up a brick, threw it out the window to smash it, and it backfired by literally hitting him in the head. Yes, bounce back.
Yes!
Pow! Right in the kisser.
A lot of those storefronts now put that like 3M security film on their glass.
So it like bounces back?
So it's like a very hard plastic film.
So even if it were to break, it just breaks within basically what's kind of like tinting. It's like really heavy-duty tinting, so that way it keeps the glass in place, and they can just remove it in one fell
swoop. It shatters on the inside, but holds on the outside.
What's even better is that this guy went for 3 different attempts at this thing, and on the third one, punk, brick comes back, hits him in the head, knocks him out, and he's laying on the ground just snoozing. And finally, a clash between neighbors over a boy throwing a baseball at a man's fence turned into a gun battle after a reported 911 call to operator said that the next door neighbor arrived on his doorstep angry and armed. The argument began about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. A 46-year-old by the name of Matthew Carnes said that he asked the dude's son to stop throwing a baseball at his fence. That's when the investigators were told that he threatened his son. If the ball hits the fence one more time, you are going to see what happens, which is fairly innocuous, right? Surveillance videos from a camera at his house shows that the man arrived was holding something in his hand that looked like a dark object tucked into his waistband. The object then fell to the ground when he adjusted his shirt. The man then went to go.
This is why you don't put a handgun in sweatpants. I thought we learned that from the Pac-Man Jones incident.
This guy went to then go get his rifle because dude drops his gun on the front doorstep and it turns into a gunfight over a baseball.
Your neighbor came over to your house and pointed a gun at you.
My neighbor came over to my house, my front door, holding a handgun, a pistol, and pointed it at me. I said, really, motherfucker? Went to my house, grab my fucking rifle, and I told him, get the fuck out of my yard. He aimed it at my face, and I shot at him 3 times. And then he started shooting at me.
Okay.
He's act surprised. That is, he had the audacity.
I shot at him only 4 or 5 times and he shot me.
I declare this is not how gentlemen do gun battle.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Dirty Laundry is where Ian takes it upon himself to go out onto the streets and find himself many times seedy laundromats because that's where the people are that have the best stories, frankly. And today is no exception to that. He goes out to a laundromat and finds a gentleman that he assumed may have some secrets that he hadn't shared with others. And what do you know? You were right.
Oh, I was very right with this one. A very quiet person. I'm sorry, I don't want to assume gender here because it's 2018. I'll be the PC police here. He was wearing a very long skirt, or they were wearing a very long skirt.
Well, he was a dude, though, right?
Yes.
But we don't know how he identifies, physically, exactly. he was a dude.
Yes, but very feminine, had a awesome pink flannel on, Norwegian black metal t-shirt, glasses.
What?
Yeah.
A Norwegian black metal shirt underneath his flannel?
Yeah.
All right. And then he had a dress?
And then a longer skirt.
A
yes.
longer, was it, when you say a longer skirt, I'm
think
trying
of,
to.
Think of a Renaissance fair, what a woman would wear to a Renaissance fair.
Okay. So a long flowing dress.
Yes. Oh. Very flowy. It must
was
have
a Renaissance
well.
Town and fair recently?
No, it's not.
No,
it's
I don't think so. It's coming up.
Maybe. Yeah.
Did you say
it
was a Renaissance town and fair recently?
No. It's not what I said. That's what
say,
you said.
I have dyslexia. Uh-huh. Anyways. So, and then. And then they also had really cool glasses that were just bedazzled. So, of course, I'm going to approach a person that looks like that.
And
you know?
You asked him if he has any deep, dark secrets. And as it turns out, he does.
Yes.
Dirty Laundry.
I'm here at the laundromat again for another riveting edition of Dirty Laundry. And I've met a friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's the laundry today?
Oh, it's good. Not that many people to fill up the spot, you know, getting it done really at a good time.
So I told you a little bit beforehand, the segment's called Dirty Laundry, and I don't mean to judge, but I think you got some secrets.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, definitely.
What's something you've never told anybody before?
Something I've never told anyone before.
Now, can I just describe you real quick? You have the coolest pink flannel on right now, and your glasses are borderline bedazzled? Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, they're pretty Swarovski'd out.
You gotta have something for me.
This one time, I was hanging with this guy in a parking lot of a park, and then just, you know, all of a sudden there's bright white lights shining through the back of the car, and...
Were you fooling around with this person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you clothed?
Partially.
The top half or the bottom half? Nude.
Bottom.
So did you have a relationship with this person, or is this kind of like a little fling?
Oh, a fling. Absolutely.
So is this just someone you met that day?
Yes.
How'd you meet someone that day? That's so difficult for me.
Oh, you know, you just gotta do what you gotta do.
What do you have to do?
You just start a conversation, you know, you just gotta see what you can do.
Because I go on Craigslist a lot for a couple of my bits. I see some posts where they say, meet me in aisle 4 at Ace Hardware. I'm going to adjust myself. You adjust yourself, and then we'll go out back. Is that how it goes sometimes?
There's millions of channels of getting these situations going.
Okay. I can imagine those were police lights behind the car.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can't go in a parking lot of a park after 11 p.m. Never forget that.
So, now, did you get a ticket?
No, they were sweet boys. They just said... Next time, anywhere but a parking lot of a park after 11 p.m.
Okay, one more question. Hypothetical. Mm-hmm. If the cop said, hey, can we join in?
Absolutely.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Stop stories!
Here's what's making news.
So UFC 229 was a bit of a disaster this weekend. I mean, not by the numbers. It actually did really well. We don't know the pay-per-view numbers because they don't traditionally release those. But we do know that the gate, because they have to announce that, the previous record, when I say gate, that's the amount of money that was brought in from ticket sales, mm-hmm. was around $10 million. And that was for UFC 200. That's a whole lot of money.
That was a very big UFC card. You had Brock Lesnar on there. Was that Jones and DC? Was that on that card,
I think
too?
So, yeah.
It was one of the biggest cards at
GSP
UFC.
Was on that one, I believe.
A lot of championship fights.
Well, this drew over 20,000 people to the T-Mobile Arena on Saturday.
Filled
night.
It up.
And had a gate of $17.2 million, almost double the biggest gate of all time. Huge. They're saying it could also set the record number. But, of course, all of that is overshadowed by the fact that there was this huge fight afterwards. But let's not forget that there was some really magical moments during this card, like when Derek Lewis did the interview with Joe Rogan and had taken off his shorts.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan asked him why he had taken off his shorts. And he had what I think is just a marvelous answer.
To set the stage... Derek Lewis, very large man.
Huge.
His nickname is the Black Beast. Yep. He's about 6'4", 6'3", mm-hmm. probably 260.
Yep.
On a good day.
Was getting his butt kicked the entire fight, and then with about 12 seconds left in the third round, just swung on this huge Russian guy, knocks him out cold. Wow. I mean, just a crushing punch.
Punch from hell. Mm-hmm.
Knocks him out. And he's elated that he won the fight because he was definitely losing it up to that point. He had gotten through all three of the rounds.
As soon as the fight was over, he laid down.
He
laid down as long as the guy who was knocked out laid down.
And he sort of acted like he was doing it to make fun of the guy that like he was sleeping. You're like,
but
you're
really,
just taking a break.
He's
man.
Really tired.
Yeah, you're just taking a break. And then he had this nugget with Joe Rogan.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
If they do not get this guy some sort of gold bond.
Yeah, some kind of anti-sweating.
When
like
your balls
mesh,
are hot.
Mesh material underwear. Yes. So, yeah. Cooling underwear.
There needs
underwear.
To be the Derek Lewis line of ball powder and accompanying underwear.
Would you buy it?
Yes. Yeah. There's if you could make a underwear that did keep that area more chilly. I would be all for it.
Here is the end of the main event, which of course was Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov.
He's screaming at Dylan Danis, Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. Look at him! Oh,
and
no,
now Khabib jumps the fence.
No!
Whoa!
No.
He's going right at Dylan Danis. Mayhem! Oh no! Total chaos here. It looks like UFC security has corralled Khabib Nurmagomedov. Well, Khabib wasn't kidding when he said no handshake after the fight. Oh! And now what if Nurmagomedov teammates throws a right hand at Conor? All hell has broken loose!
This is crazy.
It was easily one of the craziest things that I've ever seen. Probably the most crazy thing that I've ever seen at a UFC event when I saw Conor in the cage getting punched by the teammates.
Yeah, I saw that.
Of Khabib. That was unbelievable as that was going down. Conor actually handled it pretty well. I mean, you know, he's a professional fighter, so he just kind of covered up, and there's three guys trying to punch him. There are some people saying that Conor threw the first punch. No, he didn't. He saw the guy coming at him, and he's just a better fighter, and so he just jabbed the dude before he...
And on top of that, Khabib had already jumped into the crowd and started the fight, and then his brother jumps up on top of the cage as well. I'm not... Conor leading up to this fight was complete and utter trash. In every sense of the word. I mean, but he's promoting a fight.
He's hyping a fight.
I don't agree with how he did it. I don't like what he did. I think the guy is a garbage individual. And I think he got so far in Khabib's head that it just put him on complete tilt. Mm-hmm. And like, Khabib should have been celebrating the biggest win of his career, the ascension to becoming a global superstar, and now he's going to have to worry about whether or not his visa is going to be valid here in the United States. And if you're not fighting in the United States, you're not making real money.
I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think his visa will be just fine. In fact, I think he'll be fighting in the UFC again before too long.
I think he'll fight with the UFC because the UFC has a contract with him, so on and so forth. But I have a feeling that his suspension here in Nevada is going to have a whole lot of heat behind it.
You'll owe me another $100 when he's suspended for less than 2 years. I thank you in advance for your money.
No, I will not owe you $100. You will owe me $100 because he is getting suspended from Nevada for at least 2 years.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Here is Dana White.
He will not fight in Nevada for at least 2 years.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Oh, no, it's suspended for 2 years. Stop trying to tweak your bet, buddy.
This is a big deal. Could be suspension for Khabib. Are these guys going to get visas again to get back in the country? Mm-hmm. Big fines. That's why they're holding their purses. So listen, Conor's corner man, got this thing going. Khabib diving over was ridiculous. I mean, you just won a great fight. You're about to get the belt on, but instead you dive over the cage. It's bad. There's going to be an investigation by the Nevada State Athletic Commission and big money fines.
And this is how you know it's bad, when Dana White's not mad.
Dana White was furious.
No, I mean, I'm like, when he's not yelling, when he's not like, he's...
When he just turns bright red.
He's just, like, the tone of his voice is very calm.
But I mean, this
is... And that's how you know that, like, this is horrendous.
It's not really that bad. It's actually really amazing PR for the UFC.
You
can't buy this kind of press. You can't buy this kind of press.
It's bad.
People like
this is the kind of stuff.
People tune into the UFC because it's a violent spectacle.
You forget that this is so. Here's what happens. There's a politician in the audience. There's the governor of Nevada.
He's a lame
duck governor. Brian Sandoval.
It doesn't matter. He's soon to be a former governor.
Could be running for president, too.
It doesn't matter. Yep. Nothing happened to him. If he'd gotten beat up.
He was rushed out of there. There were people from the commission
who matter.
Were hit. There was a
nothing
riot that
nothing
came
bad
moments
happened.
Away from happening.
Nothing bad actually happened.
Here's what happens. Remember when the UFC went into oblivion? It was because John McCain decided, you know what? I don't like this.
It was a much different time. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, he said, I don't like this. It's human cockfighting.
Because at the time, it kind of was. There was no rules. There was no stopping it unless the referee stopped it.
So what about this? Guy jumping into an arena full of
nothing
fans?
Nothing bad actually happened.
Really?
Really. Nothing bad happened.
How many fights were there?
No one even got arrested.
Because he refused to press charges, which I feel like that's a mistake.
Which, by the way, to Las Vegas' finest, what a terrible job to have to be a cop and try to stop all of these guys from fighting when they're all trained mixed martial artists. I mean, the cops obviously have the numbers.
It was mayhem, Dave.
I know. That's what I mean, though. Like, how much would it suck if you're a cop and it's like a bunch of MMA fighters brawling and you're like,
oh, man.
Sweet. So I have to step in the middle of this. Awesome.
And that's why you think this is okay. It's not okay.
I didn't say it was okay. I'm saying it's not going to.
You said it's great.
I said it's great PR.
No, it's horrible PR.
Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about it.
They're saying this is garbage. They're saying this is trashy.
Stop it.
It's a blemish on the sport.
Everyone's like, oh, it's bad for the sport. You don't know what you're talking about if you think it's bad for the sport.
It is bad for the sport.
It's not bad for the sport. It's a violent sport.
We will see the repercussions that will come from this.
We see this happen all of the time.
Do we? We've never seen this happen.
Yeah, like when Meta World Peace went into the audience and actually punched a fan. Was that bad for basketball?
Yes,
not really.
And he was kind of shunned.
No. He's still doing fine. In fact, he's changed his name to Meta World Peace. He's a different person.
Yeah, that was Ron Artest. That wasn't Meta World Peace. Yeah, right. You know, I'm sure
we're going to put UFC.
Him versus Habib
in the next
UFC.
Habib's next pay-per-view will sell even more.
Will it?
It's big business.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tipsy or toddler?
Sasha is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show to play Tipsy or Toddler. What's up, Sasha? How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I just want to let you know we got a text message a moment ago that said, my 9-year-old wants to play Tipsy or Toddler. What have I done to my children? You're a fantastic parent.
You're the best parent ever.
All right, Sasha, tell us about your experience. Do you have more experience with kids or with people that have had too much to drink?
It's about 50-50.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right. Do you have any kids of your own?
I have one stepson.
Okay. And so trying to decode what kids are saying as the dad of a 2.5-year-old, it can be challenging. It's much like trying to figure out what somebody who's had too much to drink is saying. That's your job here. So we have 5 clips for you. You're trying to figure out if this is said by somebody who's had too much to drink or if it's a little kid. And if you get 3 out of the 5 correct, then we're going to set you up with some tickets. It's as simple as that. So each of these phrases is going to be read to you. You're going to make your guess, and then we'll play you the audio back to see if you're right. Simple enough?
Simple enough.
All right, here we go, Mahoney. Take it away with number 1, please.
Here we go. That's right. Meaty. I got nice pants. No stains. Because I got nice pants. Because I got nice pants. Don't you like my nice pants?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. Yes. Let's have a listen.
That's right. Manny, I got nice pants. No stains. Because I got nice pants. Because I got nice pants. Don't you like my nice pants?
Is he Canadian?
It's got to be. Or nice Minnesota.
Don't you like my nice pants?
Don't you like my nice pants?
One or the other.
All right. So well done. You're on the board with 1. On to number 2. Sylvia, take it away.
Nightmare Foxy, do you think that... Oh, hi. I was talking to... Okay, nothing. Do you want to talk?
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Let's go with toddler.
Toddler, correct, yes.
Wow. Nightmare Foxy, do you think that... Oh, hi. I was talking to... Okay, nothing. Do you want to walk?
All right. On to number 3. You can win it right here if you get this one correct. Timber. Man down. Man, if you'll help me. Dad, who made this? This bathtub of lava slide, dude. Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That one's kind of tough. I'm going to say toddler.
Toddler is incorrect. I'm sorry. I probably would have gone the same way, but let's have a listen. That is somebody who's had too much to drink.
Timber! Man down. Man, if you'll help me. Dad! Who made this? Bathtub lava slide, dude.
Wow. All right.
Sounded like she's having a good time.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you got 2 correct, 1 incorrect. You can still get the win with 1 more correct out of these next 2. Mahoney.
I'm going to be talking with the pig. Excuse me. He just decided to come on the space. And he just got screaming at us because we have to fix him. And he's a what? Stoop. Bake.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'm going to go with toddler.
Toddler is, for the win, correct. You did it.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
That's a hard one. Mother's going to ever keep you down. Yeah.
That was challenging, but you did it. Let's have a listen.
I'm going to talk him with the pig. Excuse me. Because he decided to come on or speak. And he just got screamy nose because we have to fix him. And he's a what? Stupid.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there was a lot of melee here in Las Vegas this weekend because of the Conor McGregor and Habib fight. It spilled out into the streets. There was people fighting all over the place.
Yeah, I saw some fights.
Pretty good videos if you just search them on online of people getting knocked the hell out.
By pretty good, you mean horrific.
Oh my God, people were fighting in Las Vegas.
They don't need that. We talk all the trash about the NBA All-Star Weekend when that came in and it was garbage here.
That was different.
PLA, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. A whole bunch of people got shot.
No, Pac-Man Jones got shot.
No, the security guard from the nightclub, from the strip club, got shot and permanently paralyzed.
Yeah, that's right. And Pac-Man Jones got shot.
It's kind of all right.
I mean, compared to these fights.
These are just like a bunch of drunk Irish guys fighting in the street.
No, it's garbage people fighting in the streets of a city. That doesn't need to happen anywhere.
This one came in on the text line. Habib and McGregor coming soon after you see some sort of BS suspension. Even more money. UFC is lacking star power to the casual fan outside of McGregor. And his better fighting days are behind him. Somebody else said, I agree 100% with you, Mahoney. That was a ridiculous display of unprofessionalism. I hope they make an example of Habib. And he feels the effects of this outside of the ring, which is exactly where he decided to take the fight. Mm-hmm. He used to be a fan of McGregor a few years back, but stopped when the trash talk and when the trash talk became all he was known for. And he was actually more than just talk. Something needs to happen. This has gotten out of hand.
I agree. It's a sport. There's a difference between a sport and thuggery.
This one says, just because it doesn't happen in volleyball doesn't mean it's bad. Mahoney sucks. Oh. Speaking of things here in Las Vegas.
How dare you bring up my first love.
You know those wounds are still open.
You know I love women's beach volleyball. And if you're not watching women's beach volleyball, you are doing it wrong.
You are missing out on life.
Yes, you are.
A man is hospitalized in critical condition after he is dragged by a car near the SLS on Sunday morning. The man was chasing a woman who allegedly stole some jewelry out of his hotel room.
Wonder how she got into his hotel room.
Why would he invite somebody into his hotel room that wasn't a trustworthy friend?
Huh. Weird.
Or significant other. This was at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, so party going well into the morning. The woman jumped into a vehicle driven by a male outside of the hotel. Police believe maybe it was her pimp, and the woman may have been a prostitute. The man who chased the woman from the hotel was dragged by the car about 100 feet on Las Vegas Boulevard North. It appears he was holding onto the car and somehow got tangled up in the side of it. At one point, he was even on the hood. The driver and the woman fled. The police are searching for a white Mercedes.
11 a.m.
11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Should have been in church, buddy.
Is there anything more ridiculous than dudes with jewelry?
Well, I mean, it could have been a watch. It could have been chain, you know.
All of that is just such a stupid peacock-like performance. Why do you need a $40,000 watch or a $500,000 chain? Like, you're just asking to be robbed.
Also, like, every hotel room has a safe. If you're going to invite some skis into your hotel room,
maybe put your stuff
in the safe.
Maybe.
It's not that complicated. Just put it in the safe so you don't get robbed, and then you get carted off to the hospital in critical condition because you're trying to chase down. I'm just trying to imagine what sort of, like, wardrobe this guy was in. Like, he's probably in his boxers. Chasing White after Peter? This chick.
Yeah. He's got those
garters, garters.
The sock garters, which I've never understood. Like, I don't understand sock garters. Like, are you really having that big of a problem?
Do your socks fall down that much?
I've never had socks Maybe fall down like once ever.
Get tighter socks, man.
Stretched out.
Get tighter socks.
And also,
if you're so, I mean, like, socks are cheap. How do you afford the sock garter, but not just new socks?
Yes. I do like the reverse shirt garter that they have out now. Have you seen that?
No, it pulls your shirt down.
And so instead of, like, you know, you'd have stockings on, but
like
instead,
that's a sexy
so you kind of have a garter belt, but instead of going down, it goes up. So, and he grabs the bottom of your shirt and tucks it down, so it keeps your shirt tucked in at all time, even when
and
you're
it
stretching.
Makes you feel pretty.
Yes, kind of
like
that's
you're wearing a garter belt.
Yeah, yeah, it's my secret under here. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, your little secret under your clothes. Mahoney, are you going back to your Spanx days? Is that coming?
Nah,
you think?
Nah, man. Like I've moved away from that. It's all time in Bahama.
Sylvie, did I tell you about Mahoney and his Spanx experience?
Spanx. It was
I think you did, but you can tell me the story again.
It was an ultra compression shirt.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Dave.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't. It was showing off my muscles.
No, it was not.
Yeah, it was.
You don't have any muscles.
What's the story?
We were at a going away party for a mutual friend of ours who worked here at the radio station. He got a gig up in Seattle, and so he's heading out of town, and yeah. You know, he's a good friend of ours, and so we all went out to a bar, and we were having some drinks, and Mahoney maybe was overserved a bit, just a skosh. Huh. And for whatever reason, he decided to take off his like button down regular shirt.
Yeah.
It was a sweater, Dave.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. It was a cooler time of year. I remember it was winter months, right?
It was winter.
And so he takes his sweater off and he's walking around the bar hammered, wearing only his Spanx.
It's not Spanx.
Aren't exactly
it was a
flattering.
Compression shirt. Compression.
It's the same thing. It's
got to keep these muscles compressed.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they would have bust out and burst through that sweater. These 24-inch pythons.
Those are not 24 inches.
If you put them both together, they might be.
I doubt it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, man, I was just calling to tell you, man, you're wise beyond your community college dropout status would suggest.
Thank you.
Even though it's never happened to me, I do, because of you now, carry around extra underwear because I've had close calls, and I realized the only alternative would be to clean yourself up, discard said underwear, and then go commando for the rest of the day. Also, Sylvia, marry me. Later, guys.
Message deleted.
Along inside of my car, if you hadn't heard this tip a few months back, I keep, you got your jumper cables. They have actually like little power packs now that you can jumpstart your battery with. They have portable tire inflators. There's like your utility belt in the back of your car.
And that's very important for you because you don't know how to change a tire.
I do know how to change a tire.
Last time that you had a flat tire, another man changed it for
you. That doesn't matter.
It
doesn't mean I don't know how. It means I'm smart enough to let somebody else do the work for me.
Wait, so
much like this show every day.
So you were saying that you're lazy? That's why?
No, I'm efficient. Okay. Again. Okay. Right. So, but besides all of those tools that I keep in my car, I also keep an extra spare pair of pants, underwear, and always a package of wet wipes in my car at all times.
Well, let's not, I mean, this man has obviously followed your sage advice of have extra undies on hand. Mm-hmm. Does that sound like the sort of guy that you'd like to marry, Sylvia? Because at the end of that message,
he's prepared. Propose. It's like a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what if something happens to me?
He has proposed and he is prepared.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Whoa.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I got a message for Mahoney. You're starting to sound like a grumpy old man. Stop being a pansy with the UFC. It's a violent sport. Get over yourself.
Message deleted.
I am a grumpy old man. I live in a single-story house. I wear nothing but Tommy Bahama shirts every single day of my life.
Yeah.
I drive a sedan that has the median ownership age of, I think, 85.
How does it have a median ownership age of 85? That means for every one of you, there's a 130-year-old out
there
somewhere.
That's right. Yeah. That is absolutely right. And here's the thing. Yes, mixed martial arts is a violent sport. But the thing about martial arts in general, what attracted me to that sport in the beginning was the sportsmanship, was the discipline that these guys showed, that they could release all of this rage and anger, or not even anger, but all this violence inside of a cage, and then 4 seconds later, they're patting each other on the back and they're happy. Look at the Anthony Pettis, Tony Ferguson fight, which happened before that. These guys beat the hell out of each other.
It's an anomaly. It's an outlier. I mean, it's like when Brock Lesnar at UFC 100 goes over to the cage and is just salivating. He's like, rah!
Went after Frank Mir. When Frank Mir was knocked out, that wasn't okay then either.
Right. But that it's an outlier. I mean, there's always going to be sometimes where emotions
need to be taken.
Spill over from what happens inside of the cage, because it is a violent sport.
We have a job that requires a lot of passion. If I fly off the handle and attack somebody,
always fly off the handle.
I don't attack anybody.
You verbally attack me.
All sorts of people.
There's a difference.
Is there?
There is a big difference.
So Conor McGregor is not to blame then, because all he does verbally attack somebody.
Well,
okay.
Do you forget about the dolly?
Well.
It was a dolly. He wasn't trying to hurt anyone.
Really? When you throw a dolly through a bus window full of people, my guess is you're trying to hurt somebody, Dave. The excuses need to stop, and all I'm saying. Is that there need to be repercussions for your actions.
What?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Should I be washing my plunger? Does anybody wash their plunger? Whenever I'm at someone's house, I rarely see people who have those little holders for them. They just kind of set them on the ground. I mean, I feel like that's like a lot of poop particles.
Message deleted.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Have you guys ever used the brush and then you have to like... wash the brush off in the toilet water, and then you have to flush again because...
There always should be a second flush after you're done.
With the brush?
Before you put it back down. Yeah. I have one of those plungers. They sell them at Home Depot and Lowe's, and probably Walmart now, for that matter. The ones that the water doesn't... They're specially coated, so water doesn't stick to it.
Oh,
and so it's almost like a Rain-X or whatever, and it just rolls straight off. I mean, you got to replace it every 2 or 3 years, but, you know, you do the business, you use the plunger... And then there's got to be the clean.
Wait, you have to use a plunger after every time you do your
I'm
business?
Saying oh. when this Aww. Happens.
He's gonna say,
so I'm at a house with old pipes. My house is fine.
Mahoney's moving in. He's like, can I get the industrial toilet and pipes? You're like, is this going to be a commercial property? In a way.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So residents in Charleston are rather confused as to what's going on. They are having their mail stolen. But it's not just somebody stealing their mail. They're replacing it with pictures of llamas.
I'm okay with this. Please take all my bills and give me llamas instead.
Wouldn't you be worried about identity theft or something?
I mean...
Just the fact that you actually have to pay your bills, because if you don't, if you pretend like... You didn't get in the mail. That doesn't absolve you from actually having to pay.
Like, I get being like really happy getting pictures of llamas. Like, oh, okay, now I don't have to look at my bill.
But it's 2018, and I would say, don't you pay the vast majority of your bills online?
Well, yeah, but when I get them in the mail,
you don't have it like set to like auto pay, or you just don't go on once a month and go through.
I like to feel like I have some control. Like,
why?
I'll pay you when I feel like it. Nevada Power.
It's only going to make you angry getting bills and looking at bills. That's why if you just do it online and have it set to auto pay, you don't have
to.
Well,
then it just disappears out of my account.
That's much better.
That's much worse.
But then you're still mad.
No, you're not. You don't even think about it at that point.
Oh, somebody's so rich, he doesn't even have to think about the money coming out of his account.
No, I let my fiance handle our finances. Fiance and finance are almost the same word.
You ain't wrong.
I mean, it's pretty close.
We were trying to spell that. We're not good.
You know,
we're
like F-A-I.
F-I.
Financy.
Financy.
So, unfortunately, men with small schmeckles are more likely to be infertile, according to scientists. Oh. Those with fertility problems tend to have smaller ones, according to this research done. So they studied 815 men who went to a sexual health clinic over the span of 3 years. According to the data collected, those who were infertile had an average of less than 5, compared to those that were fertile that had more than 5.
Or do you just think it's the guys who are better endowed having more relations because they're more confident in their performance?
Oh.
But, I mean, the people that you're trying to... I mean, we're talking about fertility. The people that you're trying to impregnate would just probably be your, like, serious significant other or spouse, right?
For yourself. I am trying to...
You're trying to get me pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it.
Mahoney. Why do you think I've had to move cities so many times?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for another show. If you're the first person in with the correct answer to this question at 702-791-1075, we'll set you up with the gift card.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
We were arguing about whose mom was going to pick us up that day. And unfortunately, this argument spilled into the bathroom and was so furious that I would not agree with him that it was his mom that was coming to pick us up, that he turned to me and he...
Son of a bitch.
And so I... What happened between my young friend Ben and I when we were both in kindergarten?
Oh, boy.
702-791-1075.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was not one of my finer moments. Can't believe I actually shared that on the radio.
Well, you know, that's what it's about. You know, Dave, it's about learning new. I've known you for 15 years. I never knew that story.
Yeah.
That's now I'll never see you in the same light.
Yeah. I have that happened to me.
Well.
But again, to my credit, I returned fire.
Yes. Next will assure destruction.
There you go. X1075, good morning. What's your name?
Matt.
Matt, correct answer is?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yes. Something happened in when I was in kindergarten that got me sent home from school. My friend and I both did this to each other. What was it?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to say that on the radio. Yeah. You know what?
Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for calling the man. X1075, good morning. What's your name?
They paid on each other.
Were those words?
Yeah.
I love live radio.
Yeah, it was old number one.
A whole live radio.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Good times.
Oh, they paid on each other.
Good show. Good show.
Yeah.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.